Listen up. Visit FreeCovertKnife.com. Get your knife free. Just pay shipping and handling. It's a $29.95 value. FreeCovertKnife.com.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We've got world news coming up, science and technology and health, Middle East news we're going to be breaking down. Dr. Group's going to be in studio with some really important news on what the flu shot's doing, causing the flu, causing mystery illnesses, causing deaths. We've got a stack of news on that front as well. Again, I was getting into this earlier in the last hour. It makes me so angry that the IRS is targeting tens of thousands of nonprofit Christian, pro-life, and constitutional organizations and criminally going after them with no evidence and admitting it's political persecution, and the IRS says they will now continue all of that selectively. They issued every charity release to any liberal group that requested them last year and denied almost every new application for conservative nonprofits. This is unprecedented. And now George Soros, the Washington Times did an analysis of it. And again, we just blew up the video that showed on the signs who was backing it. And they were all Soros groups. Well, now it turns out that the money from Soros is going directly in to stir up these anti-police demonstrations, trying to scapegoat the police as the end-all, be-all problem in America and in the world. Certainly there's problems with police. Certainly they've become militarized, but that's the globalists. That's the feds. I mean, Soros worked with militarized police in Nazi Germany and was one of their top minions and was very well rewarded and made his first millions off of that. So I just want to point out who's behind this. Now, that said, when you look at the Albuquerque situation, last Friday, and in fact, you guys print me that article. I forgot to cover that in detail. They indicted the two officers that shot the unarmed homeless man to death. And why did they indict them? The grand jury indicted them. Because one of the cops driving up says, I can't wait to blow this guy's testicles off and kill him. And the other guy was celebrating. And then they fire on him and go, booyah, and are all excited and have the dog bite him when he's dead. It's clearly cold-blooded murder by mentally ill killers, in my view. So they now have been charged with murder. And again, that is the story. DA's office bypasses grand jury, I guess, because they wouldn't take action. The Albuquerque department continues to kill unarmed, innocent people and has been arrogant about it. And it's causing a total collapse in confidence in the system. Do you see George Soros out there stirring up trouble? No, because it's a Democrat-controlled area. This is purely partisanship, just like the Democratic Party and Soros-funded Occupy Wall Street. Occupy Wall Street had some good points. A lot of the corruption comes from Wall Street, but it's not free market. It's crony insider fraud. It's gangsterism. But after a year of that, when they couldn't organize it into a Democratic Party group, you know, they financed it, Obama in 36 cities, had SWAT teams, federal SWAT teams, raid them and arrest them, and including snipers prepared to kill the peaceful leaders. That came out in the news last year. So see, they're just trying to get some big infighting movement going to distract us from black unemployment doubling under Obama. Are there legitimate cases to be investigated of the police killing innocent black men? Absolutely. Do cops sometimes get off because they're cops? Absolutely. Do they brutally murder people sometimes? Absolutely. Do they get off sometimes? Absolutely. But does that mean when George Soros tries to stir up a race war, it's good? No, because a race war is not going to help anybody. And I know I've harped on that ad nauseum. It's just that here it is in the Washington Times, 33 million this last year to stir up these groups. $33 million just to stir up the race war stuff. I mean, he runs MSNBC. It's the race war channel. $33 million.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Aging starts at the cellular level. When cells become toxic, they die early and aging sets in. In the past decade, we have witnessed unparalleled scientific discoveries. During that period, key patented compounds have focused on mitochondrial growth, nerve growth, and rejuvenation. But no one has put together a formula that focuses directly on brain health, nerve growth factors, and optimizing your cellular energy at the same time. We now have the synergistic solution. DNA Force, just one of the key compounds. BioPQQ is backed by major clinical studies and over 175 PubMed-listed published studies. You want the best that's out there at the lowest price anywhere? The ultimate value, cutting-edge, trailblazing game changer that also supports the InfoWar. Secure your DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. DNA Force from InfoWars Life.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you can consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're now into the second hour on this worldwide broadcast. I am your host, Alex Jones. We have breaking news out of Belgium. Live reports of three dead in anti-terror raid in Belgium. Belgium public television channel, RTBF, is reporting that three people have been killed during a police counterterrorism raid in Vervares in the east of the country. The Belga news agency quoted federal prosecutors saying there had been a police operation in the center of the town, but did not confirm there had been casualties. I wonder if it'll turn out that they're patsies trained by ISIS in one of those third world Middle Eastern countries that have been turned over to their control by the West and $10 billion being given to them. Regardless, it'll be used to try to take more people's basic freedoms. Casualties in Belgium, police anti-terror raid. That's the London Telegraph headline, three dead. So we'll continue to watch that as it unfolds. I want to welcome Dr. Edward Group in studio with us for the rest of the hour. We'll be interspersing news throughout the broadcast. Again, I think it's big news that it's now been documented in a Washington Times report that George Soros has spent $33 million last year financing race war groups, anti-police groups, in an attempt to stir up civil unrest in America so the feds and Obama can save us. He, of course, learned back when he was 15 as a Nazi collaborator, helping ferret out and find Jews and robbing them, that having a destabilized country is a great way to make money for people that have aided and abetted mass murderers like George Soros. So, again, I told you he was behind it. We did research on the groups that were out there. Now it's in the Washington Times today. The CIA has put out a report saying that it's perfectly fine for them to spy on Congress and blackmail Congress, basically. They say no wrongdoing, an agency search of computers. It's just a search of the computer. It's not violating you. When your smart television records everything you do and, quote, sends it to third parties, as Samsung, Microsoft, and others admit they're doing, it's okay. I mean, they're just recording you and giving it to somebody. I mean, be kind of like if your neighbor got up at dinner at 9 at night and saw you looking through the window at them. Your neighbor might come out and punch you in the nose. But nowadays you just go, hey, I mean, your TV watches you. What's the big deal? 1984 is an instruction manual. Didn't you get the memo? Now, the reason we've got Dr. Group here is so important. In the last few months, it's emerged that thousands have been dying from mystery illnesses, super pneumonia. They're calling it Legionnaire's disease on steroids, even though New York Daily News has been talking about that. There is so many new bizarre things emerging. And I know that when there's a real pandemic, as happened in 2014 when I lost three family members to basically super pneumonia in Texas, that the media wouldn't cover it. Well, this year it's so bad so far in the winter in 2014-2015 that we're now 15 days into, that they're starting to report on how serious it is. And Rob Dew was the one that pointed out a few weeks ago, so we called Dr. Group because he'd been reporting on it as well, that we're seeing children all over the country, hundreds of them that we know about. I've got over 30 articles here just in the stack today where the little kids take the flu shot and then die a week later of the flu. Now, they're on the news saying, oh, you better get another shot or you better take Tamiflu because this year's mutation, we didn't guess it right. It doesn't help you. They've never guessed correctly. The bigger the hoax, as Joseph Goebbels and Hitler said, the more they'll believe it. The bigger the lie. The flu shot on record, just search engine, taking flu shot doubles your chances of getting flu, lowers immune system. There's a reason flu is worse. And they have this fake number of 34,000 a year that die from it. That's 34,000 people that die of malnutrition. They have cancer, diabetes, amputees. They've had surgeries. You name it. It's well known that they then attribute to flu. So, yes, if you're really sick because you've had 15 flu shots over the years, then you take another flu shot. They have all these movies coming out about, well, you're going to get Alzheimer's when you're 20 now. All these neurological disorders are just going straight up. I saw studies 20 years ago when I first got on air. I saw studies 6-7 years ago again. It comes out all the time. Flu shots connected to Alzheimer's neurological disorders. They cause autoimmune responses in the body that are much, much worse than if you have an allergy to a bee sting, which can also make you swell up and die. It's simple. A lot of people are allergic, to use a layman term, to vaccines. That's only one level, though. And the inserts say it. Confirm, flu vaccine increases risk of serious pandemic. That was the H1N1, and that was directly out of the Canadian government and others. Now, joining us for the balance of the hour is Dr. Edward Group of the Global Healing Center. He's also helped us pioneer some of the groundbreaking products at InfoWarsLife.com. We're going to talk about the latest on this, go through all this with him, and then talk about some of the ways that we can bolster our immune systems naturally against the new super viruses and things that are coming out of the vaccines. And again, much of the vaccine manufacturing is corrupted with the RNA and DNA of the animal cultures, the egg cultures, the fetal cultures. It's raised in, just like Pepsi tests their flavoring with fetal cells. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, we're not in Kansas anymore. Dr. Group, thank you for coming up from South Texas, from your clinic, to break all this down with us. Flu pneumonia, worst ever. This year's flu is going to be the worst ever. spiking pneumonia and flu cases, but they admit vaccination for flu, with their big push, is the highest ever. We'd backed it off, you know, 6-7 years ago. They've doubled down. Mystery illness. What is the mystery illness everybody's getting? Government pushes vaccines with mega mercury sterility drugs. Government's new drugs for the year are full of sterilization and death-causing materials. And the Tamiflu scam. Dr. Group, thanks for joining us. Break it down.
Well, first of all, it's impossible to develop a flu shot because the influenza virus replicates so often, and that's why.
Not debated.
There's over 300 documented influenza viruses. So basically what they do is they just choose each individual one that they want to include in the vaccines. The scary thing is women are getting flu shots when they're pregnant. So what they're trying to do is introduce these compounds, like what you're talking about, RNA, DNA, and I'm going to go over a few of those too as well. But if you look at the 13 flu vaccines or flu shots that were approved this year, if you can zoom in on this, one of the ones that I'm the most concerned about is the Flulevel, and that has 25,000 times the amount of mercury allowable by the EPA in it, and it's got 51 parts per million. And what they're doing with these flu shots now is they're doing trivalent and quadrivalent strains in here. So let's say you were to mix two strains together. You don't know what's going to happen with that. Then we learn three strains. Let's say influenza A, influenza B, H1N1 subtype, H3N2 subtype, swine flu. And the interesting thing is I've broken this down to show people how the pharmaceutical companies make money on all these things and how they put out the propaganda and why this is all done on purpose. When you start creating and injecting children, as you can see, these vaccines, most of them are approved for 3 years and up. When you start injecting all these things in the body, what you have to worry about is not only the individual viral strains, but what else is included in those vaccines. And courtesy of the CDC and the FDA.gov site, I have a list of some of the most toxic things that are in here. You have most of these ingredients can cause sterility in males and also mess with the reproductive system in females. There are also endocrine disrupting chemicals in there. There's antibiotics in here. That's why people are developing resistance to some of the bacterial bugs as well. Mercury, Triton X, polysorbate 20. The Fluvalax vaccine this year has maiden Darby canine kidney cell proteins in it. I don't know where they're getting the dogs from to get the kidney cells from the dogs and the culturing.
And let's be clear, that's the same thing with monkeys that gave over 100 million Americans cancer, according to the CDC declassification in 1987. Through that 40-year vaccination program, they knew, and Dr. Sox on video admitting, that it all had SV40 that would end up giving almost everyone cancer. It embeds in your DNA, the RNA, and then starts causing mutations. That's why we have all these rare cancers that are so popular now. This is over-the-top insane.
It is over-the-top insane because what are they going to be doing? Next year they're going to have 20 influenza substrains. The next year they're going to have 25. I mean, when are they going to put 300 substrains in there? I mean, it's all designed to weaken the immune system.
And they're training everyone. Soon everyone's going to have Alzheimer's. Soon everyone will have cancer. But no one says, oh, the vaccine says it does that. This is an extermination program.
Well, the reason why they have Alzheimer's at 20 is because they get a flu shot every year. And if you combine, let's say, 1 cc, 3 cc's of these flu shots, and you give it to somebody, well, they know now that these flu shots can cross the placenta, too, as well, and get into the baby. So let's say you give someone for 20 years a flu shot. Not only do they have mercury, but they also have aluminum. And you know what happens when you put mercury and aluminum together for the neurofibrils in the brain? It completely fries and melts away the neurons in the brain.
It supercharges it.
It supercharges it, and that's why you're seeing...
Is it because the aluminum's an adjuvant and then accelerates the power of the mercury?
Yes, it does. It highly, by 1,000 times, accelerates the...
But that's good to have your son playing football at 17 and at 25 is dead. I mean, this is kind of because you can be in a march or a run and raise some money for the very companies doing it.
Well, it creates mental illness, too.
Yeah. But exactly. But I mean, never try to find out why all this is exploding off the chart. Just let the companies doing it grandstand and then raise money off charity to, quote, find a cure for what they did on purpose.
Well, that's the way it works. It's a corporation. I mean, they're in it for money and the depopulation, and they want everybody sick, and they want everybody dependent upon the government, and that's what links it to the Tamiflu and some of the other antibiotics.
Stay there. I want to go through the mystery illness and the evidence you've got that it's actually causing it, the flu shots, what's happening in the body. And then I want to talk about the incredible push. I mean, I have been bullied in elevators and in grocery stores. Get your flu shot by nurses and citizens. There's a cult now really pushing it. Stay there.
Millions of people are going to get sick this winter from colds, flus, and other illnesses. Make sure you're not one of them. Protect yourself with Supernatural Silver, a revolutionary new product. Recent advances in silver technology have resulted in a silver solution that can be used daily to help prevent bacteria, viruses, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is safe enough to use daily, while powerful enough to help your own immune system destroy the causes of many serious diseases. Supernatural Silver has the ability to terminate entire colonies of harmful bacteria at several hundred times the effectiveness of colloidal or ionic silver. The Science Digest Journal says, silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern medicine. Go to supernaturalsilver.com today and use the promo code SILVER2015 for 30% off. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Hi, folks. Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
What good is a big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The CDC just announced flu vaccines may have the wrong strain of flu virus. You may not be protected. Whatever your lifestyle, your immune system is critical, and Immudyne provides your immune support. Doctor recommended, stimulant-free and not found in pharmacies. Go to Immudyne.com to find out more or to place an order. Or call 866-257-8668. That's Immudyne.com or 866-257-8668. Remember, Immudyne is key support for your immune system.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Waging war on corruption. trashing the lies and disinformation. It's Leanne McAdoo and Joe Jennings in the control room at the Alex Jones Show, broadcast worldwide from its new studios in Austin, Texas. And remember, if you're watching or listening to this transmission, you are the resistance. What I'm having to do is just break the crew in, because they like to be on air. We're just live impromptu. We're going to bring everybody back there more and more into the show, Dr. Grid. By the way, we'll be talking to Leanne and Joe and others about what they think about the flu vaccine and what's happening coming up a little bit in the next segment. But first, new breaking news on Belgium. Belgium arrests a police probe, Europe-wide terror links. They believe that the folks that they've just engaged in, looks like a gun battle, they're saying some may be dead, may have been connected to giving ammunition or arms to the brothers and others. So we will continue to break that down. There's a Bulgarian warrant, Spanish investigation looking for terrorists. I hope they can roll up these ISIS groups. The problem is they came out of the West. You're a special operations veteran yourself, Dr. Grip. You've seen a lot of this around the world, classified stuff you can't talk about. Watching our government fund ISIS, NATO fund ISIS, France kind of led this whole Syrian Free Army thing. Now they're attacking France. Before we shift gears back into flu, what does your gut just watching it tell you?
That they're trying to establish a police state. I mean, it's all about fear so they can train and militarize our individual county and city police departments, which they're already doing. I mean, they're created Homeland Security. They have the TSA, all of the military that are setting up checkpoints all over the United States, the special operations military groups that they're forming that are trained in civilian warfare, the FEMA camps. I mean, if you put every single thing together, it's really...
Doesn't look good.
It doesn't look good. It's all fear-based to create the fear and then the government to protect you.
And then George Soros spent $33 million last year, let's just say it, trying to stir blacks up.
All of it's done by design.
A Nazi collaborator trying to cause a race war. I mean, can you make that up? Truth is stranger than fiction. What is he doing walking around?
It gets deeper and deeper and deeper is one of the things, because there's so many people this year. And I do believe that this year's flu is one of the worst on record.
Yeah, let's get into how big. I mean, this is an emergency public service announcement you're getting into. Sum it up, then we'll get into the data. I mean, you have it all there from the CDC. Worst on record when we have record flu shots.
Right.
So more flu shots, worse flu.
If you look at this document right here, you'll see that every single region from the CDC site is elevated, 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 elevated.
Read that for radio listeners.
Okay, so region number one is elevated. All the way region 1 to 10, which are all the regions nationally in the United States, are elevated. That's the level that they're at right now from the CDC. There's a few different types of strains that are out there in the flu shots.
And it correlates to what's in the flu shot.
Exactly, exactly.
People are getting the exact strains that are in the shot.
Exactly. The influenza A H1N1, which was bird flu that came out in 2009. There's an interesting story that I'm going to get into with that, considering the fact that Tamiflu is about to expire and the 5-year expiration date, and they're trying to push out all the billions of doses of Tamiflu that they have left over. But then you have the AH3, which is a swine flu derivative, and you have the A subtyping and another B influenza. So this is what's reported by the CDC, and as we know, that usually the flu season is going to last all the way through February. So my main research has been, because my phones are ringing off the hook and people are saying, what can we do about this? Of course, I tell them, don't get the flu shot. Their doctors are recommending.
But CBS News said that mercury is good for my brain.
CBS News says a lot of things.
Okay, true. So you're saying they're lying. Well, I believe them. I mean, even though it's deadly poison, I believe them.
Well, you have 26 deaths already, child deaths this year because of the flu.
I think it's way more than that.
That's what's been reported. And you have so many people missing work, and you have so many kids missing school. And that's how it's spreading, because they're using live viruses to spread this around to weaken people's immune system. And the thing is, they're coming back and saying, okay, these are the approved medications that we're allowing for this year's flu. Tamiflu is a big one. I don't know if anyone else noticed, but since October, pretty much the Tamiflu commercials have been running nonstop on all major TV channels. So why is it that we put an H1N1 virus in the flu shots this year and then come on the back end and then try to sell and prescribe Tamiflu?
And for those who don't know, Wolfgang Wodarg, the head of the EU Medical Commission, later was able to confirm and came on our broadcast during the H1N1 outbreak that it had been put in vaccines a year before, as a, quote, simulant to see how flu spread. It was a secret medical test, but it was a real flu virus. So then it showed up bigger the next year because it had spread into Mexico in the off-flu season. So they staged that whole deal. And it's just a minor blurb in the news. Oh, they staged it. Big deal.
Well, the whole flu shot is it's a business, and it's just like prescription medications. This is something they can sell to 300 million people every single year and children.
Explain how it's connected to the mystery illnesses when we come back. Stay with us. This is key.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
2015 is almost here, and with it comes those New Year's resolutions to finally transform your body the way you want it. There's a reason over 88% of New Year's resolutions fail. Make this year different by equipping yourself with Oxy Powder, the next level in cleansing the body naturally. Using super oxygenation, Oxy Powder, available through InfoWarsLife.com, gently cleanses the body while you sleep with easy capsules. Tens of thousands of individuals have used Oxy Powder to cleanse their bodies and aid in their transformations. Even InfoWars Nightly News Director Rob Dew has been using Oxy Powder with incredible success.
Took it that first day, and I took it for six more days after that. 12 pounds melted off in about a week. I'd say a week, 7 days.
2015 can be different. Diet and exercise are important, but a lot of us have already tried that. Oxy Powder flushes it out. Secure your Oxy Powder at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait.
No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
As a community moves towards despotism, respect is restricted to fewer people.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Wow, we just had a little three-second glitch. I would imagine more of that an hour and a half into our first broadcast. We've done the nightly news for 6 months out of here or longer, but our first broadcast out of the new studio, one tiny glitch. I mean, I think folks are tuning in to see a train wreck. I don't know if they're going to get to see that today. Great job on the crew and the studio and everything else. Really exciting. I want to thank all the listeners out there for, of course, making this entire transmission possible as well. Dr. Group is our guest here in studio. If you're a TV viewer, I want to direct you to this article. I'll also read it for radio listeners. Flu vaccine protects against wrong strain. U.S. health officials warn. That was a few weeks ago in London Guardian, December 4th, or so I guess over a month ago. The point is, I didn't just say that earlier. That's admitted. They do this every year. And then I'll be at the health club in the steam room. And some old guy was like, yeah, I've been sick. I got the flu. You better get your flu shot. These people not getting it, give it to everybody. And I went to the old guy. This was like a week ago. I joined a health club. And I looked at him and I said, you know who I am, don't you? And he goes, yeah, I know who you are. And I was just like, well, wait a minute. So you get the flu shot every year. I do. And I'm sitting there and I go, well, but you got the flu and now you're kind of bitching at me as if I gave it to you. Because that's the line. You people that don't get vaccinated, that's in the news, you're causing everyone. Why? You didn't get vaccinated, so I got shingles. You didn't get vaccinated, so I got the flu. You didn't get vaccinated, so I got hepatitis when I got a blood transfusion or whatever. Hypothetical. If you've gotten it, it protects you, then me not getting it should not affect you, dumb. And then I was at a business deal, and I got on the elevator, and there was this mobile nurse with these two guys with her. And I said, oh, interesting, you're a mobile nurse. She looks at me, and she goes, this is about a month ago, get your flu shot. And I went, excuse me? And she goes, you heard me? Everybody needs to get it. It's an imperative. And then I've been in a Walgreens and heard them barking it. I was in the gym, the same gym, but not in the steam room. And this guy walks behind me when I'm on the elliptical and goes, everybody needs to get their flu shots. Now, he obviously knew who I was. So people know who I am, so they're barking at me. But I've talked to other people who aren't public figures. They're being barked at. So we went to record lows getting flu vaccine, actually, during the whole H1N1 thing 6 years ago, 5 years ago, because the public really didn't trust them. Stuff had been coming out about it. But then, since then, they have, it's got to be tripled, the amount of ads, the amount of people that get incentives to give the shots, free shots when you go in CVS, $100 sometimes when you go in this clinic or that clinic. It's being pushed at gas stations. It says, get a flu shot. And they got nurses everywhere. So record level, and then we have record flu, and they admit, doesn't even protect you. This shows the total hoax. This shows how insane it is. But before you get back into the medical evidence and why it's giving rise to these mystery illnesses and what's happening, Dr. Group, you're a healthcare provider. You have a lot of sources. Have you experienced what I just mentioned? Have you heard about it? What is going on with this huge push, this mind control that has bullied people into getting the flu shot?
It's all about profit, because 10 years ago, we never had signs in Walgreens and CVS. I mean, they didn't even have flu shots available there. So it's a big push because the big pharmaceutical companies and the manufacturers, it goes deeper than just the manufacturers of the vaccines. It goes the flu shot and then what to take for the flu shot. So you have to link the flu shot profits with the antiviral profits with Tamiflu and some of the other ones that are out
there. And it's about creating medical tyranny down the road. They're just preparing you that this is something you must do.
There's no doctor's visit and there's no need for a prescription. They've authorized it so anybody behind the counter at Walgreens or anybody else can give you the flu shot. It's all about money, because they know that every single year they can get 300 million doses to children, to pregnant women, to everybody else. Out of those 300 million doses, they're also going to get massive side effects, Guillain-Barré syndrome, neurological disorders, problems with children. They're going to get excessive prescription medication renewals and doctor's visits off of that. And they're going to be able to get the money from the Tamiflu and all the other things that they're going to prescribe it.
And we have newscast after newscast, and we did a special report last week that Rob Dew put together, where it shows local news going, psh, this little 8-year-old took the shot and was dead 2 days later. We don't know why it didn't protect her. They don't go the rest of the way. All these kids take the shot and are dead 2 days or a week later, and no one's saying we think the flu shot did it.
Any time that you have a government that passes a bill saying that the vaccine manufacturers are not going to be liable for any damages caused by the vaccine, that should make your hair stand up, because that just means that there is something wrong with it, and that means that there's going to be massive injury created. They're even working on, for next year's flu vaccine, nanoparticles that can be activated by electromagnetic frequencies.
Now, let's stop right there. That was in the BBC just last week. We can pull that up. They call it vaccines, which is a small amount of smallpox, and then you defeat it when you're healthy. You don't get sick when you're unhealthy, so you don't die. Again, take it. The 500-year-old theory, for those that don't know, is you take what's bad, a little bit of it, when you're healthy, so that you have a chance to beat it and then get the immunity. But now the whole science of vaccines is nanotech, live viruses, you name it, that literally change the brain so you're, quote, never stressed again, or nanotech that change your body. This is science fiction. This is just government injecting stuff in you to change you. Oh, the troops won't be depressed anymore. I knew about that 10 years ago. People didn't believe me. The last 5 years, it's in the news. They're now giving troops these shots where they won't be depressed. They're the ones that go kill themselves because it's a lobotomy, basically, Dr. Grip. I'm ranting. Go ahead.
No, you're exactly right. We've talked about how many chemicals that people are exposed to through the food and the water and everything else, and there's a lot of different modes of attack. The nanoparticles, the scary thing about it is, these could actually be activated with a smart meter. I mean, if you look at the big picture, you have all the smart meters on your homes. They could be activated with cell
phones. They're now putting chips in a lot of the new meds coming out that you ingest. I mean, you can see the plan.
They're putting cell phone towers on top of schools right now. I mean, that's just insane with all the children being exposed to high levels of electromagnetic radiation. They're subsidizing the schools even more. So when you link it all together and you look at how they cause the flu by injecting the flu vaccine, how they use strains that such as the H1N1, which back in 2009, when the UK government spent $500 million stockpiling Tamiflu, and the U.S. government spent $1.3 billion stockpiling Tamiflu, that was 5 years ago. If you trace it back to the FDA and the emergency epidemic or pandemic report that they put around, that they extended the expiration date on Tamiflu and some of the other antivirals for 5 years. What's 5 years from 2009? 2014. That's right where we are right now. So why did they put the H1N1 in the 2014-2015 flu shot? It makes you wonder if you go back and you look at this trail. But not only are you damaged from the flu shot, let's say you go to the doctor and you take Tamiflu. Well, there was a doctor in Salt Lake City, Dr. Peter Silas, back in 2009 when the bird flu hit, that was one of the leading prescribers of Tamiflu. And he noticed severe effects with the children that he was prescribing it to. Aggression, severe anger. One kid actually pushed his brother down the stairs and almost killed him because he was on Tamiflu. Violence, extreme hallucinations, mental illness, vomiting.
Well, they found the same thing in England, and we've been putting the headlines on the screen for radio listeners, that even government reports admitted it's basically a worthless drug. It's all worthless.
Right.
The shots are worthless. The Tamiflu is worthless, except it'll give you Alzheimer's, and it'll make your kids be deformed. I mean, and they know all this. They know it. It's sick.
Well, one of the ways that nobody knows that the pharmaceutical companies cause different things with prescription medications is the fillers and the things that they hide, the dangerous substances they hide in the pills. Let's say you have an antibiotic, or let's say with Tamiflu or something like that, it might be a 1,000-milligram capsule. You might only have 5 milligrams of the actual ingredient that they're putting in there. For example, with Tamiflu, they have FD&C blue number 2 in there, which causes brain cancer, abnormal cell growth, hyperactivity. They have titanium dioxide, which is now being linked to fibromyalgia type symptoms. All the people that think they have muscle pain, fibromyalgia is linked to titanium dioxide. They have sorbitol, benzoate. They even have sodium saccharin, saccharin sodium, propylene glycol. All of
that's antifreeze.
That are in.
Is it propylene glycol antifreeze?
So they put all.
Now, wait a minute. You're claiming antifreeze isn't good for me because CBS News says mercury's good for children. Then you would think antifreeze is good. Aren't you supposed to give antifreeze to your cat or dog in their water bowl?
If they're outside to keep their body temperature from freezing, yeah.
So we should do what the government says, not be conspiracy theories, and we should all start drinking antifreeze, right? Of course, I'm being sarcastic. Yeah. It will cause kidney failure and kill you. People use antifreeze to murder their spouses. Folks, this is insane. Say that again. Antifreeze is in it.
Antifreeze, titanium. I'm just reading off of a few here. There's propylene glycol, red 40, blue 1, blue number 2, artificial flavoring, which is most likely MSG. And by the way, the flu shots actually, some flu shots this year actually contain MSG. Sorbitol, monosodium citrate.
They use that as a brain adjuvant.
So you, it, but
they're putting in here what we know will jack you up.
Yes, and they're putting a lot of it in there.
Don't like government? Have a brain damage shot. We only gave the black people syphilis. Take the shot. Oh, you're having a convulsion. Trust us. Don't run. We're your friends. We come in peace.
How many people do you know that actually look up the ingredients in one of the prescription medications before they take it?
If aliens landed and said that they want to work with humans and they were going to give us all this great medical technology, and then we saw our cancer rates quadruple, and we saw our neurological disorders more than quadruple, and deformities increase, we would say the aliens are jacking with us. But our own government's doing it, and we just go, oh, we love you.
The CDC stands for Center of Disease Creation. That's all they do. They create disease. They work with the pharmaceutical companies. The pharmaceutical companies pay the top scientists to do the clinical studies. The report you're talking about is the Cochrane report that came out because the UK government and the German government wanted to review the Tamiflu because all of a sudden all these governments spent all this money. And the Cochrane group is some of the top scientists in the world, and they evaluated. First of all, Roche, who's licensed to produce Tamiflu from Gilead, which you remember Donald Rumsfeld sat on the board of that. You
can with all their scam vaccines.
You can trace all this back to the Bush family, the Rockefellers, the Rothschilds.
That was the anthrax shot, wasn't it?
The Gilead.
That was poor.
Gilead?
And they had the lab up in Canada. They were subcontracting with Bioport.
Well, they do a lot of the development, and then they license it out, and they license it out so they don't have the liability.
Very loving.
So, but anyway, the Cochrane report did report that Tamiflu basically doesn't do anything. It doesn't reduce.
Yeah, the headline was Tamiflu stockpiling worthless.
Right. So who paid for all that? The taxpayer.
But, I mean, if they just want to rip us off, that's one thing. How about hurting us with the deadly vaccines?
Right, exactly. Hurting us is a vaccine was never meant to be injected directly into the body. It's your immune system doesn't work that way. The way your immune system works is you breathe it in, and your way that your receptors react with your white blood cells and your neutrophils, they react to a antigen to develop an antibody. When you shoot anything inside the system via a needle, nothing like that ever happens in nature. So your immune system freaks out. It causes an immune response, and it's hard for your body to develop an antibody against it. So you have a lot of different side effects, too, that can happen. And believe it or not, even with the flu vaccine, it reduces your immune system to the point that a lot of times you get external or other types of bacterial infections, or you get pneumonia. You know, this is where the mystery illness thing that comes in. There's been about three or four different types of reports that I've been seeing with this year's flu. One is chronic congestion and sinus malfunction. The other one is respiratory, which I think is the H1N1 strain with a nagging cough that can go on for months and months and months. The other is flu-like symptoms when you're in bed with a fever, and the other is something associated with the stomach. So if you take quadrivalent flu vaccines and you mix them and you throw them out there all over the world, all that's going to do is cause one virus or one influenza virus to mix with another influenza virus and one influenza to mix with the swine flu and the H1N1, and it's going to create all these subcategories and all these other types of flu strains that are going to start affecting more and more and more people. And that's why the CDC announced that we're now pretty much in a pandemic state with this year's.
And then you've also got all the admitted and allowable contaminants from these facilities producing vaccines in some of the nastiest environments you can imagine, where there's just thousands in some cases of other viruses, bacteria, mold, just growing in there. And then they just suck it out, mix it together, inject it in, and you are literally putting monkey pus and vomit into your body.
Yes, like you said, and all these vaccines, by the way, are cultured on some sort of cell culture, and most of them are from egg, like what you said.
They started out on dead babies, and then they move it onto the eggs to mass grow.
Yes, that's correct. And who knows where these eggs are coming from, and who knows where these canine cells and everything else. See, that's how you can secretly manipulate the RNA and the DNA. They might say that's a flu vaccine. Okay, they might put influenza viruses in there. But what's really going on? Because how are you going to get into the human DNA and RNA to change it? You have to use a virus as a carrier. Okay, a virus can go through.
That's right. It's the perfect Trojan horse delivery system.
Trojan horse delivery where you can actually go inside the human cell, carry, you know, culture, do whatever you're doing to the DNA, RNA. No one talks about that. No one knows what they're doing to that. Okay, why are they putting RNA and DNA fragments in the flu vaccine? Why isn't it just influenza A? They're doing something to the RNA and the DNA, and they're using the virus.
Well, we know. And look, they Trojan horse the cell phones, the computers, the TVs, the medical stuff. This government's been caught thousands of times in lethal testing on whites, blacks. It doesn't matter. They've been caught. We would be insane to take this stuff. Just like in India and Africa, they run from the vaccine trucks. They know.
They do.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's simple. They're killing us. And you're right. They're putting Trojan horse. If 50 years ago, they were putting Trojan horse cancer viruses in people to reduce population that trigger when hormone levels drop, as scientists have broken down, that are designed to kill you after you retire. They don't want to pay out your Social Security. Wonder what the new stuff is. Well, we know it's behavior modification. And we know they've got viruses tailored that attack certain receptors in the brain. And that's what they're doing to it.
They're obviously targeting different DNA and RNA pairs within us for the people that are getting the flu shot. And
that's right. We're going to skip this one network break because this is so important. I want you to be able to finish this point. Go ahead.
Well, the strange thing is that the vaccines, a lot of them, they're not made exactly the same. And there's alterations that are going on within, especially the live vaccines. So you might have a bad...
By the way, we're showing brain cells and what mercury does to it.
That's what mercury does to brain cells when it hits. It just completely dissolves the coating, the fibril, the neurofibril coating of the nerve.
So, that's an important video, but we have one that's the electron microscope. I think it's pig brain and mercury. You can just see it basically electrochemically explode.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, that's good for you because... The feds said 10 years ago, Journal of Pediatrics, mercury helps children's behavior, not hurts it. Well, yeah, if you want drooling zombies, see the lawyer speak, then yeah, it does help the behavior. Because if we were dead, that would be better for them.
Well, it's the flu vaccine is just nothing more than an experiment. It's a social experiment, too, because if we really had, like, let's say, three flu vaccines that were approved by the FDA, and then all the doctors all over the United States got those three flu vaccines, but that's not the way it works. All the lots are different. Some lots have more mercury than others. And this part of the country gets a certain amount of this vaccines. These doctors get certain vaccines. These doctors get certain flu shots.
And by the way, that was declassified 6 years ago in China, Germany, and the UK. They, quote, secret program where they get, quote, clean vaccines. So they're actually getting real vaccines, and then we don't. Sorry, I interrupted you.
No, what I'm saying is it's very strange the way they're doing it. They're almost creating, like, let's say we want the southern United States to have more of the H1N1. We want the western United States to have more of the influenza A. And you can actually see that on the documents we showed earlier, that in the different regions, you're seeing more of one individual virus than the other one. So it's almost planned. It's a planned attack.
I think we should trust them. I trust Monsanto.
Well, I don't know.
I mean, so what if in all the studies of BT corn within three generations kills all the guinea pigs or makes them deformed with their organs outside their body and hair growing out of their mouths, and we see similar things starting to happen with humans? What's wrong with that?
Information.
Isn't it a gift for Monsanto to have a deformed baby?
Information is power. So, I mean, if you know about this, it doesn't take long to look up flu shot dangers.
No, I'm not going to read the insert where it admits it could kill me. I'm just going to take it.
Because you're going to listen to your doctor.
And the next time somebody bosses me around, I'm going to say, yes, sir, you're right, thank you. No, actually, I say to him, look, you need to not be aggressive. You've just doubled your chances of Alzheimer's taking three of those shots. You take it every year? Oh, look, your hand's shaking. What are you, like 55? You're going to be dead soon. Get out of my face. That's what I tell them. I go, you go tell somebody else to kill themselves, not me. And if they're getting smart mouth, I go, you heard of Tuskegee, dumbass? Because I use that because you might have heard about that. You think I trust this government? You stupid punk? Get out of my face. I've actually done that. I'm sick of these people, man. That nurse started shooting her mouth off me in that elevator with these two guys she had with her. They were doing some in-call visit, you know, to like do medical stuff. And I just said, listen, shut your fat mouth. I mean, we need to get aggressive with them. They're trying to bully us. We know the facts. We know mercury isn't good for kids' brains.
tell them to go get a vaccine. They're already. I mean, the scary thing is all the healthcare workers all over the nation are being forced to get vaccinated, or if they don't, they have to wear masks. And
well, that's part of the occult brainwashing, is that they just make them get into this cult. So now that they've been forced to do it, you're going to do it.
That's right.
You're not going to give me the flu. Take it. Well, wait a minute. You just took the shot. You're protected, dummy. Before we go any further, let's talk about InfoWarsLife.com products. I was asking you personally. I was telling you what I'm doing to try to avoid the flu in my family. Sunlight, rest, healthy non-GMO, lots of purified water, a Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality. I'm just going ahead because the bacteria and stuff, taking the silver bullet during this winter season. InfoWarsLife.com. Talk about the Resolution Pack. Talk about these products you developed.
Well, the products are all really a way to keep yourself healthy, keep yourself strong, keep your mind alert, and ways to the information out there is ways that you can learn about all the different ways, the globalist agenda, the population control agenda, how you can protect your family, how you can keep your body clean. Because really the attack, the major attack, is on our health and our mental ability. They want us dumbed down. They want us to be non-aggressive. They want to be able to control our cells at a cellular level. They want to reduce our spirituality.
Are you saying Obama's wrong to teach 2 plus 2 equals 5?
Obama?
That's racist.
Well, you know what? 2 plus 2 equals 5. People will probably start believing that pretty soon because they won't have any brain activity left to be able to add properly. I mean, that's it's gone.
I know you are a racist.
It used to be able to... you used to be able to attack the adults, but the thing is, they figured there's so much profit in pharmaceuticals and flu shots that now it's all the way down to children.
And that's why hurt them early. They can medicalize them early and really suck a lot out.
They can get them for their whole lives. And from what I hear,
by the way, none of the doctors I know, none of the nurses that are smart, none of them take the vaccines. It's like Dr. Oz said, I don't give my kids the shot, but you should take it. We had that clip.
Yeah.
But he had to say, I don't take it.
But here's the good news. I mean, thinking about the positive side, not trying to be fear-mongering, is there's ways around it. And that's why we're here, is to teach people about this, because we do the research, we track it all the way back down, and we say, okay, don't get your flu shot. Tell everybody you know. Protect your family. Protect your kids. Unfortunately, this year with this flu shot... You know, people that are very even healthy that are exposed to a new virus might get sick and might get the flu. And that's just the way it goes. But if they have a strong immune system, they're going to be able to fight it.
Plus, they admit, here's London Guardian, doesn't protect you. Just show this to your friends and family. It doesn't do anything. The minute this happened, they should have recalled it all. But it's never worked. No. Briefly, just a plug here. You were telling me Survival Shield X2 is a great thing. I guess it's antiviral, bacterial, you name it. What else of the family of products is the best out there to bolster your immune system? The Oxy powder, flushing the guts out. I've done that. That's amazing. We've got 48% off Super Male Vitality or Super Female Vitality, the Methylcobalamin Vitamin B12, and then you add to that the Oxy powder, 48% off. That special does end today. I said I'd extend it through today. It will end this evening. You've got 48% off on that. Your purchase helps support the broadcast. Do you believe that pack you helped us put together is a smart resolution to be healthy and have a good immune system, Dr. Group?
Absolutely. I mean, the Oxy powder, I love the iodine just because of the fact that there's nothing that can live in an iodine environment. So it's a very strong antimicrobial. Silver is always one of my favorite things.
Silver bullet.
To take. And really, you know, increasing your water content with apple cider vinegar. Believe it or not, you can even cut some onions and put them around your house. Or anytime you have people coming over, you're going to be around, because the onions, the gas from the onions, actually have been shown to reduce and to kill any type of influenza in the air. It's kind of one of those natural remedies.
That's the old Transylvanian thing of like garlic and onions keeps the devil away.
Right. But all of the things in the InfoWars Life product line would be effective. It's because it's all about addressing the root cause of the problem, strengthening your immune system, avoiding all the things that you said, getting proper rest, reducing your stress levels, keeping your immune system strong.
Stay there. Do 5 more minutes with us, and then George Norrie, third hour coming up. I wonder what would happen if you, like, came up and handed garlic to George Soros. Probably burst into flames. Stay there, Dr. Grip, Global Healing Center, InfoWarsLife.com. Thanks for your support.
Visit
we'll be right back.
GCNLive.com today. From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.